Look out.
When I first arrived on the South End, my biggest concern was finding a job. I've always maintained, and well, I still do, that the only thing worse than work is looking for work. The best days of my life are those where I quit or gave notice or just walked off. The worst were the days following when it dawned on me I would now have to go searching for another dead-end minimum wage position. I'd driven school buses back in rural Wisconsin and in Seattle and Gomorrah. I'd even driven Metro, so it seemed like I'd be able to get a job at the local school bus company, which proved true, and before long I was chauffeuring children into town and back twice a day. My boss was happy to hire an experienced driver, until I let my hair grow and then a beard, and he finally realized I wasn't the clean-cut, decent young man he thought he'd hired, at which point he wanted me gone. Twice a week, I was summoned into his office next to our break room to answer charges of driving recklessly, driving drunk, driving on drugs, driving onto the shoulder, driving toward oncoming traffic, slamming the brakes, kicking kids off the bus miles from home. Outrageous accusations that I refused to take seriously, but he wanted me to know were serious offenses, if true. I'd roll my eyes, and he'd fire another accusation purportedly made by the parents of my kids. I suspected they were made by him, but really, what difference did it make? I knew my days were numbered as a professional driver. We had a bus driver on a Stanwood route who had a reputation as a real ball buster of a disciplinarian, at least according to him, most days in the coffee room after the routes. When he came down with pneumonia, I subbed in for him. Holy bluebird, the kids on that bus never heard they were supposed to use the seats to sit on. I never saw anything like it. Took me a whole minute or two to pull over and have a short chat with the little attention deficit folks, something to the effect that I might be taking them home for a free vacation day, maybe see if their parents wanted to babysit instead of go to work. After that, well, we didn't have much trouble. On the last day of my short career with the company, the supervisor came up to let me know rumor had it there might be a water fight on the bus and I should be watchful. I said I sure would, boss. You better believe he wasn't going to be my boss much longer. At a convenience stop that's now the visitor center, I pulled my 40-foot-long yellow bluebird over, turned off the motor, set the brakes, and turned to my charges. Okay, I said, give it your best shot. We went at it for 10 minutes, water pistols and cannons, even a couple of half-gallon jugs I brought for the finale. When we'd finished, I opened the front door and water poured out of that bus like a mini Niagara cascading down the steps onto the ground. My supervisor asked me when I got back to the barn if there'd been any trouble. No, I said, no trouble at all. Thanks for the heads up. That, happily, was the end of my bus driving career. Of course, like I said, the next week I was scrounging for the next miserable job, without, needless to say, a good reference.
Look out.